My visit to Sri Ramanashramam, Sri Chinmay's talk at the New York Arunachala Ashrama on 5th of September 1999. In June this year, I was in India for a few days to visit my brother who lives at the Sri Aurobindo Ashram in Pondicherry. On 9th of June, I decided to go to Ramana Maharishi's ashram, which is only 2.5 hours away. This was my fourth visit. I went there in 1956, 1958, and again 15 years ago. The first thing to greet me when I arrived was a peacock. The peacock was so beautiful. Then I started moving around the ashram here and there, taking video and photographs. The entire ashram was full of peace, peace, peace. I entered the main meditation hall. The statue of Sri Ramana Maharishi is most sacred. When I first saw this statue of Ramana, God landed in 1956, I felt Ramana Maharishi's living presence inside the statue. This time also, this particular statue was absolutely living. Unfortunately, because of the condition of my knee, I was able to go around the statue only once. Then I sat down to meditate. The atmosphere inside the meditation hall was so sublime. Afterwards, I wanted to go to the cave where Maharishi actually meditated when he arrived at Arunachala. I was told that it was a 45-minute walk and I could not walk at all. When I went there 15 years ago, I saw the cave and I had a very good experience. But this time, it was impossible. I decided to go and ask the president of the ashram if it was really such a long walk. The president was not there, but the vice president was available. I entered into his office and we began talking and talking. Mani was curious to know if I had known Dilip. We began our conversation with Dilip Kumar Roy, the golden voice. I knew him in my adolescent years at the Sri Aurobindo Ashram. So, I was able to tell the vice president many stories about Dilip Da and my own personal experiences. He was so pleased to hear them. Then, our marathon conversation touched on South India's greatest poet, Subramanyam Bharati, and also the immortal Sanskrit scholar T.V. Kapali Sastri, who happened to be my Sanskrit teacher. The vice president was extremely, extremely kind to me. He told me his name was Mani, but when I asked him his position, he said, "I'm nobody. I'm nobody." He was very humble. We spent over an hour together. He repeatedly requested me to stay the night at the ashram so that I could meet the president the following day. But I could not comply with his loving request. At one point, Mani asked me, "Was it true that the mother of the Sri Aurobindo ashram watch the light, the star that appeared and floated slowly across the sky at the moment of the Maharishi's Mahasamadhi?" I said, "It is absolutely true. We were at that time in the playground. I was one of the captains. I was only 20 or 30 meters away from the mother. As soon as we saw the column of light, the mother immediately folded her hands and we also folded our hands. We watched the light. It was like a fireball. Then the radio made the announcement that Ramana Maharishi had passed on. Mani was very, very moved when he heard that the mother had folded her hands and we all did the same. He was thrilled. As I was taking my leave of Mani, he asked me, "What do you think of our ashram?" I said, "I have been to many spiritual places. I live in America, in New York. In America, sound is sound and silence is silence. Here, around the temple and in the vicinity of Ramana Maharishi's ashram, I wish to say that the silence is such a deep silence, but inside the sound also, I feel silence." Mani looked at me, so I added by way of explanation, "Sound is sound and silence is silence. But here at Ramana Maharishi's place, even in the sound, I feel such peace, such joy. I see men and women passing by and I see such peace in their faces. There is so much peace. Here in sound also, I feel silence." Then he was very, very happy. On my way back to Pondicherry in the taxi, my soul was swimming and swimming in the sea of ecstasy. That is when I had the inspiration to write my song in Bengali about Ramana Maharishi. I translated it into English upon my return to New York. In July, I had the blessingful opportunity to speak to Mani's brother, Sundaram, on the phone. The president and I had a very illuminating conversation about avatars. I was telling him that each human being is a God representative, while avatars like Maharishi Ramana or the direct representatives, supreme representatives of the Absolute Supreme. We are trying to follow in the footsteps of these mightiest giant souls who came to earth and whose consciousness is still here on earth and will forever remain here to illumine the world and elevate the consciousness of the world. My heart is all gratitude to this mightiest soul, Maharishi Ramana. I also wish to offer my deepest gratitude to my esteemed brother friends, Sundaram and Mani, who are now shouldering the responsibility of Maharishi's ashram. I am so fortunate to be here with you today on the blessingful anniversary of the Maharishi's arrival at Arunachala. And for that, I offer my heartfelt gratitude to the genuinely aspiring soul, Dennis, and to all the members of this sacred ashram.